And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the hopes for a ceasefire now lay in the hands of designated terrorist group Hamas.
Israelis have been cooperating. There's an offer out there that's rational. We don't know what we'll know in a couple days if it's going to happen. But we need the ceasefire.
It comes a day after Vice President Kamala Harris, with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet, in a meeting as he came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as the Biden administration intensifies its efforts to push more humanitarian aid into war-battered Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said the water situation is worsening in Gaza, with more than 80% of households lacking access to clean water.
Colleagues working on water sanitation and hygiene in Gaza are reporting extremely challenging conditions amid high level of displacement.
Dujarric added that the lack of water is so severe that roughly 1,300 people on average are sharing a single shower. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron's comments on possibly sending NATO soldiers to Ukraine are pushing the world to the brink of nuclear war, Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service chief was quoted as saying on Tuesday. Last week, Macron opened the door to European nations sending troops to Ukraine, although he cautioned there was no consensus at the stage. The United States and key European allies later said they had no plans to send ground troops to Ukraine.